Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight's show is going to be about drummer Billy Higgins, who was a drummer for All Seasons, by the way. He was born in L.A. in 1936. He made his first recordings with Red Mitchell in 1957, and in 1958 played on Ornette Coleman's first recording. And he was a member of the quartet, and after 1960, he began to freelance with everybody and was on many Blue Note classics. His drumming fit any style of music, which is interesting. And he continued with a 44-year career until he died of kidney and liver failure in 2001. He made over 700 recording sessions, and he was always smiling. That'll be coming your way following NPR News. Thank you. Owsley, welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. We started with Genza Samba, played by Stan Getz on tenor, Cal Jader vibes, Vince Guaraldi piano, Eddie Duran guitar, Scott LaFaro bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. That was recorded on the 8th of February, 1958, and he recorded Ornette Coleman's first recording on the 10th of February, 1958 in Los Angeles. He was in great demand. And we have a station break, and we're going to hear another set. This one is the original Ornette Coleman Quartet playing Lonely Woman. That's Don Cherry on cornet, Ornette Coleman alto, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And that's on the 22nd of May of 1959. And then the Paul Horn Quintet will play Dun Dunnee, with horn on flute, Emil Richards vibes, Paul Moore piano, Jimmy Bond bass, and Billy Higgins on drums in March of 1960. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited following the station break. Thank you. This is the music of Billy Higgins on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard a set of two. The first one was Lonely Woman by the original Ornette Coleman Quartet of Don Cherry Cornette, Ornette Coleman alto, Billy Higgins on drums, and Charlie Hayden on bass. That was recorded on the 22nd of May, 1959. And then Dun Dunnie by the Paul Horn Quintet, recorded in March of 1960. Paul Horn on flute, Emil Richards vibes, Paul Moore piano, Jimmy Bond bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And Horn at that time was a pioneer of doing mixed meter pieces. We've got Lee Morgan and the Sidewinder coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of two. The first one is 4-1, played by Joe Gordon on trumpet, Harold Land and Charlie Rouse on tenors, Thelonious Monk on piano, John Orr bass, and Billy Higgins on drums in San Francisco on the 29th of April in 1960. And then Sunset Eyes with Teddy Edwards on tenor, Joe Castro on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And that was the 16th of August, 1960. So you can see all the styles that Billy Higgins played in. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two on the career of Billy Higgins right here on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was 4-1, a Thelonious Monk group live at the Black Hawk in 1960. Joe Gordon on trumpet, Harold Land and Charlie Rouse on tenors, Monk piano, John Orr bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And then Sunset Eyes, the Teddy Edwards Quartet that I used to see quite frequently in Los Angeles. And Teddy's on tenor, Joe Castro piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And that was 1960, 4 months after the Monk recording. So he recorded with a lot of people playing a lot of different styles. And I think that's important. We've got in the second hour, Pat Metheny and Abby Lincoln. So please stay tuned. And now to kind of symbolize all the great Blue Note recordings he played on during the 60s, here's the Sidewinder with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And that's going to be coming your way after the station break. That'll take the hour out. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and The Sidewinder closed the first hour of the career of Billy Higgins on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Billy Higgins on drums in 1963. We're going to have our second hour following the station break, and we're going to hear Pat Metheny, Abby Lincoln, and John Coltrane, along with the David Murray Big Band, Pat Martino, and more, Ornette Coleman. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited.